is the responsibility of the community also to support emotional maturity? Yes. There is the individual who has to act in a particular way, and the community also has to support that kind of action. At the same time, the community is ultimately made of individuals. And the change has to begin with an individual. Throughout history, if we see even the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, the changes have not happened from the top down. It is from the bottom up. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaudiya Vaishnavism had become very ritualistic and corrupted. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was an outsider. He was born in a Shakta family, and then he got introduced to Krishna Bhakti, and then he took Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and then it was he who dramatically reformed and represented Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Srila Prabhupada was to a large extent an outsider in the Gaudiya Math. After the Gaudiya Math splintered due to infighting after Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's departure, it was Prabhupada who rejuvenated it. So in general, changes in a community, we could say broad community of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, the community of the followers of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, these changes, to expect that they should happen from top down, if it happens, well and good. But if you keep waiting for that, we will just be waiting for a long time. So we start doing what we can. And gradually, people will see I'm being emotionally mature. And others see that. Others may also take the example. We can talk with others, and we can talk with the community leaders also, and we can say that I can assist in whatever way in doing this. But we can't, mm-hmm. Blame the community to be emotionally immature and continue being the way we are, because that's the way everyone is. If we have a need for emotionally mature dealings, then it is for us to fulfill that need. And I try to be emotionally mature, and I try to find within the community, or we have the, now with social media and everything, we can connect with people all over the world. We find other people in different places who are emotionally mature and get our need fulfilled. See, one major difference, which I may speak in later classes, between, say, childhood and adulthood, is that the child thinks that it is the world's responsibility to fulfill my needs. A child starts crying and thinks that, oh, everybody has to come and pacify me and feed me and care for me. But if an adult starts crying, okay, they may cry and somebody may come, nobody may come also. To become an adult means to recognize that no one is obliged to fulfill my needs. That doesn't mean that no one will care for me. There will be people who will care for me, but it is for me to connect with them. This is why I was at one place, and there was one devotee. Mataji, she was becoming a devotee. And she said, she would sometimes come for programs, not come for programs. So I was staying at their house. And she told me that, no, last time I fell sick, and I thought devotees will come and give me prasadam, they will give me mahaprasad and garland. She says, nobody came to me at all. I told her, did you tell anyone that you were sick? She said, no. I thought they should know. How will they know? Devotees will be there to support, but devotees are not the super souls. So if I have a need, I have to find out how I can fulfill this need. And I have, it's not that anybody and everybody will fulfill my need. But there will be people who will be ready to do that if I've connected with them. But recognizing that, see, basically, if we are driven too much by expectation, the community should change, then I will change. Then change will never happen. So our focus should be not on expectation, but on contribution. What can I do? How can I contribute to bringing about this change? And then if we do that, then we will be empowered by Krishna to bring about positive change, not just in our lives, but in the community at large. Okay? Yeah? Last question.